May we find rest and give hope like Jesus does. Amen. For the people who had gathered in the synagogue to hear Jesus speak, the Sabbath is kept in fulfillment of a biblical commandment. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of your Lord, your God. So embedded into the Jewish story, their lived experiences as former slaves under Egypt's oppressive rule, their work would have been done at the whims of a pharaoh who increased their workload to decrease their population. So if we hold this perspective, can you imagine the liberation of having a seventh day of the week every week as a day of no work? So the Sabbath for them equaled a day of freedom. So the Sabbath became like a healing balm to those who had to toil on the other 6 days from sunrise to sunset. And this day was designed not just for the Israelites, but it was extended to their animals and strangers who lived with them or visited them. And this was grace given. And our gospel story then is about the tension between law and grace, between rules and healing, between tradition and something new. That's what gives this story power, and it's also why the Pharisees were so offended. And sometimes we can lose this story and the power of this story because it's getting harder for our own society to set aside a day of rest when people work multiple jobs, work long hours, as well as taking care of the needs of children and family. That our Sunday as Christians, our Sabbath, starts to run the risk of becoming just another day. And what is the Sabbath supposed to be about for Christians? How are we meant to spend the Sabbath in ways meant to honor God? Well, Jesus shows us and he tells us. Jesus says to the synagogue leader, "Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away for water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the day of Sabbath?" Jesus is trying to draw deep within the tradition of his people to remind them that the Sabbath is about remembering how they were once in bondage and how they were then set free. So Jesus gives us this vision of what liberation can look like by reminding us about freedom and about compassion. Jesus gives us a vision that says it is more important to care for someone, regardless of the day, than it is to hold a rule. And the Sabbath invites us to join into a larger story, one that reaffirms our own covenantal ties to God and to each other. And there's a midrash that goes, when God was about to give the Torah to the Jewish people, God summoned them and said to them, "My children, I have something precious that I would like to give to you for all time. If you accept my Torah and observe my commandments." And the people ask, "What is this? Ruler of the universe, what is that precious gift you have for us?" And the Holy One replied, "It is the world to come." And then the Holy One said, "The Sabbath is a sample of the world to come, for that world will be one long Sabbath." This is our invitation that we too are invited to remember that we shall be like a watered garden. We shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. When we come together on Sundays, it says we are seeking something more, something holy, something blessed, to be ourselves the vessel of these blessings. We gather together to hear the readings and the Gospels about how God loves us and to experience the care and love of community and opportunities to share this love with our neighbors. This is how we keep the Sabbath, by being like a watered garden, like a repair of the breach, by giving love and compassion to one another and to those whom are our neighbors and we do not know. Then we too become like the restorer of streets to live in. Amen.